I'm curious what you would do specifically in this high-risk situation, and would it be any different, again, if the numbers were worse?
If the numbers were worse, in this particular case, what I would do is this patient needs to be hospitalized for electrolyte management and induction chemotherapy. This patient needs aggressive IV hydration so as to prevent kidney damage and kidney failure. Because of the elevated uric acid and the high risk for tumor lysis, we need to use an agent like resbiracase to get the uric acid down. And also, we would probably initiate allopurinol in this patient as an additional measure. The potassium in this case looks to be not at a dangerous level and not at a level that I would necessarily do any intervention right now. I would monitor the potassium very closely, though. The phosphorus being elevated at 5.2, we would probably put this patient also on a phosphate binding agent. And this patient, as they initiate their therapy, should be monitored every 8 to 12 hours for electrolyte abnormalities and appropriate interventions as time goes on to manage any electrolyte abnormalities.